Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. John Horvath II is our guest. He's a scholar, researcher, author of the award-winning book, Return to Order, massive awards and circulation sales of that book. So excellent. 11 awards, John. Congratulations on that. I aspire to your success with books. But
you're halfway there with your new book with 6 awards or 5 awards, isn't it?
Yeah, thanks. Hey, John, we're talking about his new book, which he co-authored with Norman Fulkerson, The Lighting the Way, How Stories That Show How Our Culture Went Wrong and How We Can Restore Order. In your stories, though, especially the good ones, the ones where we're doing in the right direction, it seems to me that those are the ones that are going to have, you're going to find tradition, you're going to find romance. And when I say romance, I'm not talking about eros. I'm talking about just the notion, the concept of chivalry, things like that. You're going to find those things in there. I know that a lot of young people think that that's fuddy-duddy of me to say things like that. But I'll tell you, we have to remember that no matter how digital the world becomes, you and I are never going to be anything but analog humans. We're not going to be digital. And there are natural law elements of humanity that have to be taken into consideration. What do you think?
Definitely. I mean, natural law, by definition, is, you know, valid for all times, all places, and all peoples. And, you know, it's just the way we are, the way we're wired, so to speak. That we're always going to have that human element that is so very important. We're always going to have certain behaviors that are acceptable and unacceptable, destructive and beneficial to our existence.
Well, what do we have to do to get millennials to read a book like yours? Have you had much luck with that? I love millennials. I say this all the time. The millennials are probably the best humans we've ever raised. I employ them like crazy. I love them. But there's one thing that there's one chink in their armor. There's one major failing in their makeup, and they admit it because they admitted it to me, and that is they have little regard for what's gone before. If I could give them one thing, I would ask them to spend more time on thinking about the people on whose shoulders they stand. What do you think?
Absolutely. It would be. That's great advice. I don't know how to get them to read those giants who they should be standing upon. It's not an easy thing. I think they're open to a lot of these ideas, but I think they're not exposed to a lot of the good ideas. And sometimes, and you'll see when they are exposed to them, they can be really excited about them. And I think that is one of the big things. We can find ways to expose them to these ideas. And I'm not saying it has to be social media. I don't think that's not worth anything. I don't think it has any staying power. I think it has to be the books, the discussions, conversations that will make it, you know, will impress them and make these things memorable.
I do believe, and I do this myself, I put my money where my mouth is. The millennials that I'm around, I have not given up, and I do believe that some of the best effort that we can make as baby boomers is not giving up on continuing to encourage them to think about fundamentals, to think about tradition, to think about romantic things, and not just things that are, you know, I've actually said to a millennial before, more than once, I've said, the problem is you guys don't care about anything over 48 hours old. And I've had more than one of them look at me right in the eye and said, no, you're wrong, only 24 hours. And they were serious.
Shorter and shorter, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, it is a problem because everything is so instant. Everything is so now. But, I mean, at a certain point, when they're alone and they have their phones are off, which isn't too often, they have to think about something much more, you know, the meaning of life, the purpose of life. Every human has to somehow, at some point in their life, deal with that. We have to give them those elements.
Well, I believe this, though, John. If we're going to get a return to order, if the way is going to get lit, as you talk about in your two books, the millennials are going to have to do it because you and I can't do it by ourselves. Our generation can't do it alone. They have to be there.
Absolutely.
Hey, John, good job today. I need your website quickly, please.
www.returntoorder.org.
Returntoorder.org. John Horvat, the second, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.